NBA Strayer. How you going? That's right, man. It's episode 27. It's NBA Strayer. It's Thursday, December 28th. How you going? Welcome to NBA Strayer on tour in Australia for the next 2 weeks. How good is this? It's amazing. NBA Strayer in Australia. Your favorite daily NBA podcast for all things NBA with a mess of Strayer is hanging out in Australia. I'm James Clements. I'm a writer and basketball junkie. Obviously, I write for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game. I'm one half the Drunk Guys NBA podcast, and I am currently in Clements Meridian Studios in Ballarat, Australia, bringing you the best daily podcast probably ever recorded in Ballarat to do with NBA. Look, I'm going to throw it out there. It might be the best. So we're recapping all 8 games from yesterday in the NBA, previewing all 10 of tonight's. It's just epic. We've got Kiwi Corner today. We've got the ongoing saga of Better Than Lonzo Ball. We have Yeah Nas. We have the Diary of Stephen Adams to cheer you up a couple of days after Christmas when you're watching the cricket. And this is just mega. We've got Where in the World is Jonah Bolden? All the good stuff. So let's get to the damn thing and just do it. All right, NBA Australia, let's go. All right, man. NBA Australia chilling in Australia. Let's get straight into it. Let's do the daily whip around. We have the daily whip around every day. We whip around all the games. You know it. If there's news, we talk about it. Yeah, let's just get straight to the games today, hey? There's a lot to go through. Pacers at Pistons. Man, this was going on, I think, when we recorded yesterday. And nothing changed from when we were talking about it. The Pistons were up by 20. They won by 24, 83 to 107. Oosh! How's the Christmas turkey hangover in Indy? It's a rough one for the Pacers. Victor Oladipo leads the way with a substantially okay, fine, sure. 13 points on 11 shots. Why not? The Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis, has 10 and 5, but the rest of the team is an absolute shit show. That's what happens when you only score 83 points. For the Pistons, Tobias Harris smashes 30 and 6. Good on you, Tobias. He's a never nude. Andre Drummond out there driving past your entire defense apparently as well. There's a great highlight of that. On his way to a very lazy 21 and 18, the big fella. Reggie Jackson threw an 13 assists before he sprained his ankle. Went over it pretty hard and had to leave the game. Hopefully he's doing all right. Pistons smashed so hard in this, they even got to roll out Boban to scare off the villagers and the peasants apparently. That's how much the Pistons killed the fucking Pacers in this. They can actually throw Lurch out there. On your Boban, on your Pistons. How about Raps at Mavs? And I don't know, not one to toot the old NBA Australia horn over here, but fuck, did we call this? Oh, nailed it. Mentioned on yesterday's show that the Mavs have been sneaky better than people expect over about the last month. And they've probably won, what, 7 games in that time? And the Raps have been a little bit sluggish post-Christmas. Got to play this game and another one before flying all the way home for a Friday night game at home in Toronto. So the Mavs were going to sneak it, and they did. That's right, man. NBA Australia just out here smashing. Mavs win 98-93. DeRozan had 8 points on a wait for it. 16 shots. Is that 16 shots or is it 16 shots? It's 16 shots. 16 shots? No, 16 shots. Nice one. That is gross. Kyle Lowry, Big Booty Kyle, had 23 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Nice game for Kyle. He needed it too. He's been rubbish so far this year. My name is Jonas Valanciunas. Chips in with 17 and 11 against the non-existent Mavs centers. So that's no surprise. And Serge Ibaka pops up with 11, 12 and 3. Serge Iblockers. Nice one. Tough to win your best scorer is having that shit of a night though with the old Demar. For the Mavs, anytime JJ Barea is your best player, you've got problems as an NBA team. But also, it just sometimes works out with you in the Mavs. Because why wouldn't it? Anya. So JJ has 23 and 4 off the bench in only 22 minutes and absolutely smashed. Good job, JJ. Good job. Harrison Barnes are in 16 and 10. Dirk had a bit of a nice throwback, 18 and 7. Maxi Kleber, Kleber Station, had 15 and 8 and 5 blocks for the other big German. The other big German had 3 blocks. I don't even know how this happens. Dirk can't jump. How does he block 3 shots? Did they throw the ball at him? And the refs are like, ah, that's not a steal, it's a block. Give it to the big guy. Nice one. Dennis Smith Jr. has a horrible night. And this is a bit of a trend, it seems like, for the rookies in these post-Christmas games. Everyone had a fucking shocker. Dennis Smith goes 3 of 14 from the field for a gross 8, 5, and 4. But doesn't matter. The Mavs win because, you know, when you got JJ Barea on your team, when are you not going to win, apparently? Magic at Heat, the Florida Holiday Derby.
Derby over there.
The Heat, 107 to Magic, 89. Gross. They lose Vooch, and it's just a shit show for the Magic, apparently. I mean, the shit show is also named Bismack Biyombo. Oh, Jesus. 30-odd minutes for the old Bismack. Gets a lot more shine. And that's not great for anybody. 3 points, 12 rebounds in that time. Jesus. Alfred Payton, his silly hair, goes 19 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. And the rookie, Jonathan Isaac, shits the bed. It's definitely a thing. Post-Christmas, everyone's like, oh, I didn't even get to see my family. 1 point, 1 rebound in 16 minutes for Jonathan. Meanwhile, though, I'll tell you who did have an okay game. Super Mario. He and Evan Fournier both end up with 14 points on your Super Mario. Love him. Heat, they welcome back Hassan Whiteside for this one, which is pretty good. He had 7 and 8 in 18 minutes to come back. No Justice Winslow, no Deion Waiters or James Johnson still for the Heat. But still, no problems. Because once more, it's the unlikely savior of Miami, Josh Richardson, out there killing. Ends up with 27 and 5. Mini LeBron over here. He's averaging 24 and 4 across his last 5 games. Kelly, bad news Bears, Linick had 15 and 12 starting next to Hassan as well. Tyler Johnson, he with the big old contract, 17 and 4, while Goran Dragic was a steady hand. He had 14, 4 rebounds and 6 assists. Heat just smoked the Magic in this. It was no problems. Speaking of smoking, Nets got smoked by the Spurs, which is literally what happens every single time they play. Sweet baby, my sweet baby Carrots. Caris LeVert, he's out there smashing. He's a budding superstar, I'll tell you. 18 points in 28 minutes. Just looking smooth. Jared Allen, the rookie, looked good too. 12 and 9 off the bench. Allen Crabb with 15 and 5. Rondé with 13 and 6. Rest of the team, though, absolute shit show. For when the Nets, if Damari Carroll sucks, they suck. That's not ideal for an NBA team in 2017. Brutal. For the Spurs, a fully armed and operational Kawhi Leonard. 21 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists in only 26 minutes. That's awesome. It's so good to see him getting healthy again. 29 for LaMarcus and his fellow Twin Tower, Pau Gasol, at 15, 12, and 5 for the old El Spaniardo. Oh, yeah. El Spaniardo. Give him hell, Pau. And then off the bench, Patty and Manu just had 8, 11 each. Just lazy. Spurs totally Spurs their way to a win here. Just very nice dimes as well for Davis Bertans. And they just look very Spursy. It's just what they do. How about the Bulls going to Milwaukee and slapping the Bucks silly? 115 to 106. Greek Freak can't beat fighting Bobby Portis and Face Mirotić. I'll tell you what, Face Mirotić out there getting every P chance. He had 24 and 8 in this. Turns out getting a fucking face rearranged by Bobby Portis is the best thing that ever happened to him. Holy shit. Right there. Chris Dunn goes bananas in this one, though. I'm loving it, but we'll talk about him in a little bit. And then the Bulls, it's just solid all around. Denzel had 13 and 4. Justin Holiday, 15 and 3. Fighting Bobby Portis, as mentioned, 8 and 9. He had a nice hug with the man whose face he turned upside down with Face Mirotić further in the game. So they're getting along. Nice when you win. Another rough one for the rookie, though. That's it. That's 3 fucking like top 10 picks that are shitting the bed so far. Laurie, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, had a shit one. One shot made on 7 attempts. That's a 3-7 night for the big Finn, the Finnish here. Bucks, Greek, Bledsoe, Middleton, and Brogdon. The only 4 people who did fucking anything for the Bucks. Greek had 28, 7, 4, 1, and 1 because he's fucking unbelievable. Bledsoe had 22, 5, and 6. El Presidente Malcolm Brogdon with 18, 6, and 2. And Jimmy Eat World Middleton had 16, 5, and 3. Not bad, not bad. But just nothing from anywhere else for the Bucks. Like, the rest of the team combined for 22 points across the entire team. Not ideal, not ideal. Dally had 5 of those. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the Australian player checkup. But yeah, that won't do it. Man, this team fucking needs Jabari Parker back. Stat! All right, moving on. Jazz 83 at Nuggs 107. The Donovan Mitchell Dabby. Oh! The man of the hour had a huge dunk as well. But doesn't have a really great night. Because remember, the Nugs traded Donovan Mitchell, probably the second, third best rookie in this rookie class, to the Jazz, who are like, yes, we'll take Donovan Mitchell. Thank you very much. Thank you. He goes 13 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists. Not a bad night, but not a absolute corker. And the Jazz are just struggling. Nothing much going for them. Very similar to Indy, actually. They both ended up on 83 points. I mean, basically, the Jazz had Derek Favors with 20 and 6. Everyone else was not great. We'll talk about Jingling Joe in a little bit in the Australian Player Watch. The Jazz have now dropped 8 of their last 11. That is brutal. How about the Nugs? Joker had 13-7-5. Jamal Murray with, he's just very sneakily been fucking super solid this year. 22 points, 8 rebounds and 2 assists. The Dartsman, Gary Harris. That's right, he's the Dartsman because he definitely sounds like he's playing darts. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, Gary Harris. Gary Harris, would you please step up? The Dartsman, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists. Very good. Wilson! Chandler had 15-7 as well, but Trey Lyles shows up. He has 16-8 against his old team. But still, how's that trade going for you, Denver? Jesus, kind of prefer to have Donovan Mitchell than Trey Lyles, I'll tell you. How's Moutier, though? 1.5 minutes in this. Emmanuel Moutier, Manny Moods, 7 points in 1.5 minutes of fucking playing time. Why can't he do this in normal circumstances? You know what that is on a per 36 pace? 126 points. He could have topped Wilt. Come on, Moutier. What the fuck? Anyway, Denver's sticking around in the top half of the West there. 19-15. Which is pretty, pretty good. They're sixth. Where, meanwhile, Utah are now 15-20 and slipping just behind the top echelon in the West. Not good. All right, second last game, and this was an absolute cracker. How was this? The Grizz versus the Suns. 99, the Suns win over the Grizz 97. After Jarrell Martin ties it up with a putback dunk with no time left on the clock. They tie it. It's looking like we're going to overtime. There's 0.6 left on the clock, 0.4 maybe. Tyson Chandler says, fuck this, you young whippersnapper jerks. I don't care. Fuck you. I can't be bothered. I'm a dunk home this alley-oop game winner. And that's what fucking happened. A great pass by Dragon, the Dragon Bender. Basically shot it at the hoop. And all Chandler had to do was get a little bit of a tap on it. And it turns out there's no goaltending in a inbounds situation at the end of a game. So Jay Triano called the dropped the play, and it fucking worked. And I've never seen that actually work before. This was absolutely amazing. And the fact that it was for this game versus fucking Phoenix and Memphis, that is hilarious. Get the fuck out of here. What a fucking finish. Unbelievable. On you, Tyson Chandler. Jarrell Martin's fucking tying it up putback off Reek's miss was unreal too. So go check out the highlights for this one, I'll tell you. Gasol ends up with the younger El Spaniardo, ends up with 18-6. Tyreke Evans with a very rookie year, Tyreke Evans of 25-5-5. Like he's a rookie again. Rest of the team, though, I don't know. Andrew Harrison with 12, Jarrell Martin with 10-6, James Ennis with 11-15-2. This team is still a mash unit, though, until Mike Conley rolls back up in here and Chandler Parsons like stops partying at the club and decides he's not hunging over enough so he can actually play. So, yeah, fuck Memphis. I'll tell you. Phoenix, however, Devin Booker back, baby. 32 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. Has a rough one from deep, too. Like, only 3 of 11, 3 of 9. Just imagine if he had hit a couple more of those. We're fucking Devin Booker cooking. Does everything for this team, but he fouled out at the very end. So how's the drama? Not bad. 17 points for TJ Warren. He had himself a bit of a Jamal Crawford. That zeros everywhere else apart from 17 points. Patty Mills had one of those. We'll talk about that later. 12-6-4 and 2 blocks for the big Ukrainian Alex Len. 6-13 for Marquise Chris. He looked good. He had a nice little give and go put back as well. Did Marquise? Doesn't look too bad sometimes, but other times absolute shit show. The Dragon had 3-4, and Josh Jackson, young Josh Jackson with the reverse. He had 4-3. Nice one. How about hashtag free Jared Dudley? Jesus, can't get off the bench, can Jared? Come on, mate. There you go. Suns take it. Now, the end of the West is getting super weirdly tight. Dallas and Memphis are both on 10 wins. Sacramento on 11. And then the Lakers and Phoenix are both on 13. Man, it's going to be a fun-ass tanking job at the end of the season, huh? All right, and then finally, Kings at Clips. Gross. Still a hard pass on this. Big Willie-style Stein had 17-7-3-3-1. Not bad. But man, George Hill sucks. And Clips, they had 17 from Jamil Wilson. DJ had a help me 13-15. And Montrezl Harrell had 22-8-3. Clips smashed it. 41 in the second quarter. That was all she wrote. Sweet Lou Will had 21-3-2. But man, the Clips just can't get anything working. Like Buddy Hield with 10 points. Malachi Richardson with 10. Shit show the rest of the way. When Zach Randolph doesn't play well, they lose. That's how it goes. All right, well, that was the wrap, the whip around, if you will. So let's get on to the NBA Stray Reproof Performance of the Night.
knife. That's a knife.
That's a knife, Tyson Chandler. Oh my God, a game-winning alley-oop dunk. Get the fuck out of that. There was no way this was going to anyone else from last night. On ya, big fella, on ya. He only had 7 points and 6 rebounds and only played 17 minutes, but got the most impressive 2 points you'll ever fucking see. That was awesome. So well done, Tyson Chandler. That's a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
It really was. Who's old mates, old mate, no mates today? Who's got no mates today? How about LeBron James? Look, man, complaining about refs just fucking sucks, I'll tell you. Like, no one really cares that much. Like, call them out to get their shit together. That's fine. But it's kind of like, yeah, all the time people asking questions about the refereeing and shit. It's like, look, there's literally nothing more boring than complaining about calls that have been missed or whatever. And I get that you can tune the refs for like next time around. But fuck me, the intermediate bullshit we're going through right now sucks a fat one. So, old mate, no mates, it's going to be LeBron because he keeps bitching and moaning, but it really should be the reporters who continually ask him about it, as opposed to like, hey, LeBron, can we just move on from this shit and just like never talk about it again? Hot damn. Anyway, let's get to better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. He's
coming for everybody, I guess. But I'll tell you who was better than hashtag better than Lonzo Ball last night. Holy shit. Chris Dunn going bananas out here. He had 20 points, 2 rebounds, 12 assists, and 4 steals, and 2 blocks. That's unbelievable. 9 of 17 from the field. Misses all 3 of his 3-point attempts, though. But still, last 5 games, Chris Dunn is absolutely shredding. He had 22 and 12 and 4 and 2 against the Bucks. Against Boston, he had 2-2 and 7. Cleveland, he had 10, 5, and 14 assists. Orlando, 15 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. And then Philly, 22, 4, and 6. So, holy crap, he's out there smashing it. That's an average of 13 points and 10 assists for the last 5. His 3 hasn't been dropping during the stretch either. So, he's only hit 2 of 11 from 3. Just imagine if he pops it up a little bit better. Man, he's been that good without hitting those shots. Damn, Chris Dunn, you did the damn thing. I love it. Meanwhile, Lonzo Ball, as we all know, averaging a 9-7-7. Hasn't played in a little while, though. So, and when I say little while, I mean Christmas. But, well, he didn't play Christmas and went out the game before. He's hoping he returns soon because I like comparing because it's fun. Isn't it just fun? Comparing things is fun. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the Yeah Nahs straight after this one. All right, y'all ready for some Yeah Nahs? This is the NBA Australia Yeah Nahs. We take 3 NBA storylines, get a Yeah Nah, figuring out if it's more Yeah or more Nah. So, did you see this? Nike released their 4th range of jerseys for the year. It's the city jerseys, the town jerseys. And the vast majority of them are fucking shit. Yeah Nah. Yeah, look, fuck, we are going to rank all of them tomorrow for the Extendo weekend preview edition tomorrow. But for the moment, let's just say I'm not rushing out to buy any of these apart from maybe the Miami, Philly, Chicago, and Bucks ones. Of all of the extra range of Nike jerseys, 4 of them are any fucking good. So we'll rank the rest tomorrow. That'll be fun, I guess. Trust me, maybe it will be. We'll see how we go. So that's definitely a Yeah Nah. Yeah, they're fucking shithouse. Come on, mates. Number 2, Yeah Nah. Refs and players need to have a better back and forth and have a bit more respect. Yeah, nah, yeah, fucking A. It's all about a little bit of respect both ways. And I don't know if you get it by yelling at refs every single fucking play and pointing out how they're doing a shit job. Like, I don't know how it's helping. We're not at a tipping point or anything at this point, I think. But shit, it'd just be nice to go through a couple of plays without someone eye-fucking a ref about a perceived injustice or some shit. Just let them do their jobs and maybe you do your job. And it'll all work out. But man, this whole fucking just yelling at some poor son of a bitch every time you try to do something, it's fucked. And finally, nothing beats being back in Australia and being able to watch the cricket and the NBA during the day.
Oh yeah, nah.
Nah, whoa, wait, a surprise here. Fucking no. Something does beat it. I wanted to go all day and night. Let's get some late-ass cricket or late-ass West Coast NBA games. Come on, Adam Silver. Hook a brother out. It's a bit tough. I'm sitting here during a primetime TV watching hours with nothing on. It's killing me. Well, the boozing I'm doing instead is killing me. But anyway, let's get to it. Let's check out the unpopular opinion of the day. You may have guessed what it might be to do with. Unpopular opinion of the day, no grey uniforms ever. That's right. I don't need a fucking another grey uniform ever in the NBA. They are bullshit. They fucking suck. That goes for you as well, Spurs. Like, your black is awesome. Your white is awesome. The grey is shithouse. Everyone who does a grey alternate, it's fucking shithouse. Why do we have grey uniforms? They don't look good on anybody. Fuck off. Jesus. And breathe. And breathe. All right, cool. That's good. All right, let's get to It's Thursday, so let's play a little bit of Where in the World is Jonah Bolden? That's right, Bruce Bolden's son, drafted by the Sixers in the second round this year. We do our weekly check-in and see who in Australian basketball is doing something cool elsewhere. Jonah Bolden, he's out there averaging 10 and 9 over there for Maccabi Fox Tel Aviv and had a cracker against Fenerbahce Uca with 7 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Big fella started every game he's played over there. He's getting a little bit less playing time in Euro leagues, but looking good in the actual local league where he's playing over 25 minutes a game and out there smashing and averaging like a pretty big, what is it, like 10 and 9. So it's pretty fucking good. On you, Jonah. It'll be really fun if the Sixers bring him back over when the EuroLeague season finishes, if maybe just to get him a look in the G League. Who knows? Bring it on. All right, that was good. I love a good Where in the World Is, and Jonah Bolden was a very good one. So let's get to it. Let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after this one.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
All right. Australian Player Watch, Ben Simmons. All right, no game until the 29th, so we can chill on Ben, the Lord and Savior today. How about Patty Mills? Played the Nets last night, pulled another Jamal Crawford. That's back-to-back Jamals for Patty Mills. 11 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, and 0 blocks. That's a Jamal Crawford right there. 2 of 4 from the field, which is 2 of 3 from three, and hit all 5 of his free throws. Not bad there, Patty. Not bad. How about Jingling Joe Ingles? Jazz played the Nugs last night. Jingling Joe had 8, 7, and 1. With 2 steals, 3 of 7 from the three, which was mostly his 2 of 6 shooting from the from downtown. Oops, sorry, 3 of 7 from the field, and 2 of 6 from downtown. So that was most of it. What's happened to your shot there, Joe? It's jingled right off a bit of a cliff. Holy shit! He plays the Warriors and the coward Kevin Durant this evening. Nice one. That'll be a fun one, Jazz Warriors. See how much the Warriors smash by. We'll get to that in the game previews. How about Dele? Dele's back. You know it. In a loss to the Bulls, Dele was one of the few contributors off the bench for the Bucks. He had 5 points, 5 assists in 18 and a half minutes. Not bad, Dele. On yas. How about Thon McCur. Same as Dele. They lost to the Bulls. Thon had a rough one, though. 17 minutes, 0 points, 3 rebounds, a block, and missed all of his field goal attempts, all 3 of them. It's a tough one. Thong. How about Aaron Baines? He plays the Hornets tonight. Celtics play the Hornets, so he'll out there be swinging that big old dick around against Dwight Howard. On Aaron Baines, he's all of Australia, don't forget it. Andrew Bogut plays the Grizz tonight, probably starting in place of Lopesh once more. Mango Matthiang, all right, he plays the Celtics tonight, he'll probably be riding that pine, is the old Mango, but still, they might get the shit kicked out of him, he might get some minutes. Nice one. And how about our daily question, yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Ah, yeah, goddammit. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, Kyrie. He and Bainesy will be taking on the Hornets. So it'll be Kyrie versus Kemba. That'll be fun. Get it on. And then finally, it's Thursday, so it's Kiwi Corner time, brew. Let's check in with Stephen Adams. Hey, brew. Just knocking in a lazy 13.7 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, and 1 point steals a game for the year. Stephen Adams out there smashing it. In his last 10 games, he's averaging 14 and 10. And shooting 62.7% from the field. Man, the big Kiwi is killing. I dig it. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? On you, Stephen Adams. Kia Ora Bros. We'll get to you later in the Diary of Stephen Adams. And in the meantime, we're going to jump to our game previews and the Patty Mills Inspiration Board right after, I reckon, This one. All right, game day, baller, game day. What's Patty Mills got to say today? The Patty Mills Inspiration Board. Patty Mills tweets out a photo. Actually, no, it's a little... Ooh, there you go. It's a little bit of a five-second clip of Manu Ginobili dunking on some mofos. San Antonio, right, be right back, watching this on repeat. Patty Mills retweets it and says, haters, brackets, at the Boris Diaw, will say it's photoshopped. Nope. Flying Gramps. On ya, Patty. That's nice. He's just out there, just giving up to Manu. What an absolute legendary baller is Patty Mills. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the game previews. We got 10 games today in the NBA. It's a big one. Nice. A couple of good ones in there, too. Let's get to it. Celtics at Hornets. Gross. Hornets, okay at home, though. They're 10-9. On the road, they're 2-12, but... Hornets, I don't know, man. Fuck Dwight Howard. Celtics, however, will have no Jaylen Brown in this one. They should be fine, but I think the Hornets will just like pop off one of their weird surprise wins that they do on the odd occasion just to remind everybody that they're quite horrible, but they're still around, I guess. So Hornets take that one. Mavs at Pacers, back-to-back for both teams. Pacers doing a little less travel. They need a get-right game, and I think they get it here. I think the Mavs sort of went all out against the Raps, and now they travel up to Indy and will lose this one. But it'll be fun seeing Victor and Dirk go at it. Wiz at Hawks. Wiz smashing this one. That's a joke. John Wall and German Rondo. Come on, man. Wiz killed them in this. Give me the Wiz. Hawks are fucking just horrible, mate. Knicks at Bulls. Zinger going up against the finisher and Brook and Robin Lopez. Enes Kanter out there smashing. This is a classic classic matchup as well. Love a Knicks-Bulls game. 90s. Just won't quit, man. Knicks at Bulls. I think the Bulls... I think their run of good, amazing shit probably just hits a little bit of a snag against the Knicks with the Zinger healthy and actually playing. I think the Knicks get this. The Bulls on a back-to-back. It's going to be a bit tough. But give me the Knicks. Nugs at Wolves. Nugs also on a back-to-back. Jeez, man. They're not giving up in the post-Christmas days, huh? Nugs on a back-to-back. So this is Big Cat versus Joker. Gimme the Big Cat and the Wolves. It's pretty crucial, this one, for the old West seeding as well. Nugs are sixth and the Wolves are fourth. So it's actually a bit of a battle between the West Behemoths. Not Behemoths. Ah, the Nets. And they play two Behemoths in the Pelicans. So I think the Pelicans absolutely fucking kill in this game, if only because Jarrett Allen and Tyler Zeller against AD, the Brow, and Boogie Cousins over there, they may actually just get eaten alive. Like, Boogie and AD might actually just stop in the middle of the court, light a fire, and eat these motherfuckers alive. It's going to happen. Pelicans kill the Nets in this one. Nets on a back-to-back too, by the way. Don't forget about that. Raps at Thunder. Raps also on a back-to-back. Bo Jesus. Raps do not want to be on this road trip, it seems. Thunder are getting into their groove, and they need another statement win against a good team, and I think they get it here. I think the Raps just want to get back to Toronto ASAP. A-S-A-N-P. So the Thunder get there. No problems. DeMar might have a bit of a game, but I think big old booty Kyle Lowry just won't be able to keep up with Rusty here. Cavs at Kings. Oosh. The King versus the Kings. And you know who's going to win that? LeBron could fucking sit this one out, and I think they'd have absolutely no problems. Kings are like, what do we do about Jeff Green? Geez, just fucking killing us tonight. Yeah, no shit. You're the Kings. Cavs win. Jazz at Warriors. Poor Jazz. Man, this is going to be like a 9 of 11 losses, I'd say, at this point. Absolutely fucking brutal. Warriors still no Steph. He is getting better and getting closer to the return. Probably doesn't have to come back for this game. Jazz on a back-to-back. Warriors slightly more rested. I think they kill him. And then the Grizz at Lakers. Final game of the night. Grizz at Lakers. Grizz after that emotional win. Well, loss to the Suns. Absolutely brutal. I think they'll be destroyed by that, and Lakers come out feeling a little bit better. Ingram is still questionable, but maybe back for this game. So I think the Lakers take it at the Grizz. Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, give me the Lakers in that one. And you know what? That's pretty good. And that's it. That's NBA Australia for today. We did the damn thing. My God, we are absolutely smashing it on tour in Australia. Absolutely loving being home in Australia and chilling out, you know, smashing too many cans with all your homies. Shout out to Mick Musley. Oh, wait, we don't do shout outs on this here program. It's lazy and dumb. Big ups to my boys. How you doing there, Mick? I think you're all right. and all of the cousins and assorted other people. It's been fucking fun as hell to just hang out and see peeps again. So yeah, NBA Australia, we're doing it live from Australia for the next 2 weeks. I'm loving it. It's very fucking fun. And that's been our episode for today. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness and our big old weekend preview where we run down every single game for the entire fucking weekend, which is mental. And as mentioned, we're going to rank every single one of these alternate jerseys that come into play on the 26th. And I've got some words I want to spake about the old Lakers fucking Mamba jerseys. Jesus. Anyway, in the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia and Facebook at NBA Australia and Insta. Go on. Do it. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Check us a nice rating and review while you do it. Come on. Thanks to From Moslo for the intro and outro song. Go vote for their new band, House Hats, in the Triple J Hottest 100. Go on. Even if you're in America, throw them a bone. They're amazing. All Together is the song, and it's fucking incredible. So go listen to that. Thanks to them. Extra special thanks to the legends of Green, 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 Ramshackle Army, and Fascinator for the tunes throughout the rest of the episode. Go check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. Great bands. Great bands, great bands. It's what you come to NBA Australia for, isn't it? It's right fucking there. It's in the title again. All right, stick around for the Diary of Stephen Adams, and we'll catch you tomorrow. It's NBA Australia. We out. Later, Hosen.
Oh, Kia ora, Bruce. Merry Christmas, eh? It's Stephen Adams here, eh? I figured I'd swig by and just check to see that you get all the presents that you wanted for Christmas. It sounds pretty good if you did, eh? It's pretty good. I had a great one. I'll tell you about it in my diary. So, here it is. Dear diary, it's me, Stephen Adams. I hope you had a great Merry Christmas, Brew. I did. We got a win against the Rockets and that bearded bloke James Harden, eh? I'll tell you. That fella's got a little Russ all worked up as well. I don't know what he did to him. But Russ was frothing at the mouth before the game, eh, Brew? I thought he was going to stab someone. And he might have too, if I didn't take his flick knife away, eh, bro? The good thing was, Mello and Paul, they were pretty good too, so no one was angry on Christmas. It was a total result. I absolutely loved it, bro. It was a great Christmas. And my game was pretty good too, did you see that? That Swiss fella, Clint Capella, he tried to stop me. He did okay, but I still had a pretty good game. That was a good tussle, eh? Kind of like back home at NZ over Christmas. Because every Christmas, you know, me and my 47 brothers and sisters, bro, we'd all wrestle and play rugby. It was always a good tussle with my cousin Rongo, eh? It's a pity he's dead now. Well, he's not dead, bro, but he just told the government that he was, so they'd stop looking for him because he owed them some money. Oh, jeez, I hope the government's not listening, eh, bro? Rongo, if you're listening, you better run there, bro. Hurry up, come on, skedaddle. Okay, so a couple more games to go this year, bro. We play the Raptors tonight, which is, ooh, scary. I love dinosaurs as much as I love Pavlovas, bro. Maybe I should make one and take it to the game tonight. I better get cracking then, eh? Okay, so that's it to today, diary. Kia ora, bros. Love, Stephen Adams.